The Lord of the Rings, Part 1, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
When Mr. Bilbo Baggins of Bag End announced that he would shortly be celebrating his 71st birthday with a party of special magnificence, there was much talk and excitement in Hobbiton. Bilbo was very rich and very peculiar, and had been the wonder of the Shire for 60 years, ever since his remarkable disappearance and unexpected return. The riches he had brought back from his travels had now become a local legend. There were some that shook their heads and thought this was too much of a good thing. It seemed unfair that anyone should possess apparently perpetual youth, as well as, reputedly, inexhaustible wealth.
"'Twill have to be paid for,"
they said.
"Trouble will come of it."
But so far, trouble had not come, and most people were willing to forgive him his oddities and his good fortune. He had many devoted admirers, but no close friends until some of his younger cousins began to grow up. The eldest of these, and Bilbo's favorite, was young Frodo Baggins. When Bilbo was 99, he adopted Frodo as his heir and brought him to live at Bag End, and now it was understood that something quite exceptional was being planned for that autumn. Tongues began to wag in Hobbiton and Bywater, and no one had a more attentive audience than old Ham Gamgee, known as the Gaffer.
"Always said he's a very nice, well-spoken..."